Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. I'm delighted to be joined today by Abby Wong, who is the Senior Manager, Talent Programs at Evolent Health. Abby, for nearly 17 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Abby, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Great. Thanks, Paul. I'm happy to be here today. And so, as you mentioned, I am the talent, or otherwise known as HR, program senior manager with a company called Evolent Health. And Evolent Health, as a company, essentially, we partner with payers and providers to dramatically reduce the total cost of care. We also want to improve clinical quality of different treatments. We specialize in oncology and cardiology, and just simplify administration. So we serve folks all over the nation and globally, actually. And so it's been great to be a part of a company that is engaged with that. And a few recommended practices. I think working in the HR realm, there is a lot of need and motivation for remembering how to humanize the workplace. So I really appreciate New Leaf because it focuses on people and the effects of when you pour into people and you develop them, how that continues to have this chain reaction, this ripple effect. And that as people are poured into and they feel cared for and invested, you see that business success grows, trust grows, all these things. It's a win-win situation all around. And so one thing that seems kind of simple, but I found it to be still pretty rare, but also very transformative, is listening. And so I think as part of being a leader or whatever position you hold, there's a lot of spaces where we need to direct, we need to push things forward, we need to communicate, but also creating intentional spaces to listen. I think that gives people such a better idea of what's going on around you. How is your team doing? How is the environment? What's the morale like? Listening has also been shown to deeply increase trust in relationships. So there's a trustworthiness and a care that comes out when people know that you're listening to them. Another practice, I don't know if these are principles or practices or both, but speaking of humanizing, just recognizing that humans have a limit, and that's actually a really good thing. And so no one's superwoman, superman, no matter how high up in your organization you are, your position, your years of experience, those actually don't, I think you evolve and you grow over time and you sharpen skills, but it doesn't really make you, your boundaries limitless by any means. And so even things like stress management for those who are in leadership positions of how do you pay attention to what your body is telling you, your mental state, your emotions. I think there can often be a culture of just kind of plow through, get through your day, you know, start over again and just live for the weekend. But in reality, many of us spend the majority of our lives in work, actually. And so how do we create work to be a place where we recognize, hey, today I am not doing so great. And how do we engage with that? Or today I have a headache and that might be signaling to me that I'm stressed about different things. And so how do we normalize that language and also lead in that ourselves? And so those are just a few tidbits that I wanted to share with you today.
Well, Abby, on behalf of everyone watches these, and as you know, they've become immensely popular, I just want to say a big thank you for your very highly practical insights to help people and organisations be their best. Just reflecting just very briefly on what you said there, there's two things. I've heard it said that, you know, we've got two ears and one mouth, and that great leaders, and I think effective human beings in general, listen twice as much as they speak. And when you mentioned about principles, that fact that we're kind of human beings, we're not human doings, we're not human machines, that whole principle of the Sabbath, you know, and massively believe in the importance of rejuvenating to be able to be full on for, you know, the next stretch, as it were. Just a message out to our subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the free events that we do on a regular basis. And Abby, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Sure. Perfect.
Thanks ever so much, Abby. I really appreciate checking in with us today.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Abby.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.